Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. What's up, everybody? Grant Wise jumping in live. Welcome to the Real Estate U University Podcast. I have got the man, the myth, the legend today, Mr. Gary Elwood, that's going to jump on and talk to us today about lead generation and some other really cool stuff. Gary is the founder of ProQuest Technologies. He has serviced over 26,000 real estate agents businesses, and here's an incredibly unique stat, has helped generate over 28 million inbound calls since 1995. This is just some unbelievably cool stuff that we're going to be able to jump in and talk to you guys today about. So Gary, thanks for jumping on the podcast, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Grant. Great to be with you.
Awesome. So fill us in. Like, who are you? Who is Gary? You know, let's go back to 1995. Like, how did this whole thing get started?
Well, like you said, it started in 1995. I'd been through every kind of sales profession, it seemed like. I've been in sales since I was 19 years old. And one of the things that was always sort of my Achilles heel in sales was prospecting. You know, it was the whole knocking on doors, making 100 smile, you know, smile and dial and make 100 calls a day, that type of thing. That stuff always was extremely challenging for me. So it was back in 95, I actually came across a process for generating warm inbound lead calls. And when I came across it, the light bulb instantly went off. It was one of those things that I couldn't sleep for a week thinking about it and how it all worked. And the more people I talked to that were implementing this sort of very under the radar type strategy, the more convinced I became that this was the path to go down. And of course, from those days, you know, we've done a lot of different things. As far as you mentioned, we've serviced 26,000 agents. We've helped them generate over 28 million leads in their real estate businesses. But the difference in the leads we generate is that these are inbound lead calls versus an opt-in page or those types of leads. So yeah, journey started 23 years ago now. And today we've had the good fortune to serve some of the best clients in the entire real estate industry. 8 of our clients are in the top 100 in the world, according to the Wall Street Journal. And over the years, we've actually had many agents in and out of that list over the years that will pretty much tell you that, you know, this method we have is a very high ROI as far as their investment, not just dollar for dollar, but I like to break it down to return on effort as well, because yeah, ROI is not just dollar figures. It's how much time, energy, and money that you actually have to invest in the source to produce a profit. So we're focused very much on squeezing every dollar an agent can getting as much out of that marketing dollar as possible. That's sort of a core premise we start with, is maximize everything you're currently doing before investing in other things. Because there's so many points of leverage within agents' businesses, ways that they can generate incredibly high converting leads, inbound lead calls, from assets they already have. It's not as if they need a lot of new things to go out and actually generate a lot of solid inbound call activity in their businesses. So, but as far as what direction to take the conversation here, Grant, I'm going to kind of leave that in your court since it's your audience we're talking to. Where do you feel we need to go from here?
Let's go. Let's talk about this system. So you said that, you know, you're sick of the cold call type stuff, sick of the dial for dollar yeah. type stuff, and something you had an epiphany. So let's talk about the epiphany. What is this? What is this process?
Well, as far as you're jumping straight to tactics versus, which is fine. We could definitely drill down and give them some, you know, how to generate an inbound call. Let's back up and start with a particular type of prospect, though, where we'll generate these calls from. One of the prospects that we particularly are fond of targeting that is an extremely high intent, high probability prospect. What I mean by that is they're very close, or much closer in the transactional cycle than somebody, for example, that's sitting on the sofa watching TV and a Zillow commercial pops on and they decide to go type in Zillow and find out their property's home value or something like that. The prospects that I like to focus in on first in an agent's business and help them leverage, we call it compound prospecting. It's a way of actually compounding or generating results from assets they already have. So with their existing listings, we like to focus on drive-by prospects. the drive-by prospect is, in our view, is one of the most underappreciated, undervalued, undercultivated leads in the entire real estate universe. And the reason I say that is because I think agents have gotten to a place where either they don't know how to, or they're just simply have sort of given up to Zillow. They figure, see, there's one or two scenarios. When a prospect drives up in front of a property, and they're either going to do one of two things. If we don't take them down our path, they're just going to pull up Google, type in the address, Google it, and the first link is always Zillow's. So Zillow's going to scrape that lead. They're going to look at the information. They're going to drive away. Well, our focus is on how can we get that prospect in that moment, that tiny window of opportunity, to come down our path versus theirs. Because that's really the only two scenarios you have. You have, they're going to drive up, they're going to look it up, they're going to leave. Or we're going to bring them down our path. So the way we do that is, and this is going to come off with your clients, especially the modern agent that you're working with, the ones that are on Facebook and everywhere else, it's going to come off as old school. It's going to come off as instantly there's sort of this ugh feeling that some agents have about it, because we use brochure boxes and paper brochures to intersect right at that point in time. And we use a sign writer below the brochure box right next to the curb. And the key here is we're going to make it just a tiny bit easier to respond to us than to Zillow. Okay, what we do is on the sign writer on the brochure box, it offers recorded or text info 24 hours a day. Prospect calls in, here's a brief recorded message. At the end of that message, it says, would you like current photos, or would you like additional photos and current pricing for this property? If so, say yes. Well, what happens? 9 out of 10 times, the prospect says yes. And at that instant, we've already got you on the line waiting for them, or you're an agent on the line waiting for them. See, we know they're going to say yes for that information 9 out of 10 times when they come down this channel. So at that instant, what we do is we dial out 30 seconds before the end of the recording. Agent sees it's a lead from us. It says ProQuest lead call. They know it's 123 Elm Street listed at 2899. They accept the call. We say prospect's on the line listening. They have 6 seconds left to listen. And then we put the agent on hold for 6 seconds. We come back and say, the prospect's done listening. Begin speaking now. And right at that instant, the prospect has just said yes for information, and it segues through to the agent for a live conversation. At that instant, and see, the key to the process really boils down to, at that instant, the door opens or closes. If an agent's skillful in that moment, the conversion rates are extraordinarily good, okay? The key is simply to extend the process, and we have all kinds of training around this, how to actually answer the call in a way where they'll convert the maximum numbers, but it's really, really simple. The cool part about this too is it's not complex. It's very, very simple to execute, and the way the agent answers at that point when the prospect has said yes for photos and pricing, it's, hi, this is Gary. Which property are you calling for photos and pricing on, please? Because they just said yes for photos and pricing. So it segues into a live conversation. Now, granted, at that moment, there's a tiny bit of surprise on the prospect's part, because when they said yes to the automated info, they were expecting an automated response, because we're all conditioned to expect an automated response. So when they get a live body, it sort of triggers this, oh, gee, oh. But then when you answer it in an exact way that extends what they just said yes for, and you do it in a very non-salesy tone. It's we talk about having sort of the persona of a bored $10 an hour customer service employee. And the reason, now, we don't want to lack professionalism, but the one thing we don't want to do in this moment is trigger auto rejection. See, prospects out there are very, very sophisticated. They can smell a salesperson from a mile away. Okay. I mean, whenever I'm talking to an audience, I always ask the question, if you get a telemarketing call, how long does it take you to recognize that you've got a salesperson on the phone? And of course, you know, it's typically a second or two. A lot of them will say, well, I can actually tell because of the pause before they actually start to talk and I hang up. And so, I mean, the prospects are so sophisticated at sniffing out the salesperson that we have to dumb this down and create a very non-salesy environment so that they begin to interact with us. So the, hi, this is Gary, which property are you calling for photos and pricing on, please? It's a very simple opening. And the prospect goes, oh, and then they go, well, we were just listening to the recording about 123 Elm Street and we were wondering what it was priced at. Oh, okay, great. Well, while I pull up that information for you, would you mind if I ask, it'll take me just a second to pull that information up for you. One of the things we like to do as a courtesy for our sellers is solicit feedback, and because they really appreciate it. Would you mind sharing with me, what was it that interested you most about that property? Why did you call about 123 Elm Street? Now you ping it back to them and it creates this opportunity to create a two-way dialoguing process. Now, granted, in the first 30 to 60 to 90 seconds, it's a little bit delicate and you do have to execute the moves correctly, but they're super easy. It's really very common sense, a very common sense sort of approach once you're in that moment to break down these barriers. And to give you an idea of how effective this process is, I'll give you an example of a client of ours, Bill, in the Philadelphia area. This fellow, he had been out of the business actually for 90 days. He had a medical issue that sidelined him for 90 days. From a dead stop, he had nothing in his pipeline. He borrowed three listings from other agents in his office, actually two other agents in his office, two from one from the other. And he put brochure boxes in front of their listings, which we can explain how to do that. That's a real simple process to actually get other agents to let you do this because they don't want to put out brochures because brochures done the traditional way are a complete joke. They're an utter waste of time. So almost no agents are doing it anymore. But Bill, he went to these two other agents, got three listings to borrow, and in a 75-day period generated 57 calls, not very many calls actually, by his own admission. He didn't keep the boxes full very well. But he took 57 calls, closed 10 buyer-side transactions, and took five listings that later came to closing on 57 calls. So, and actually netted over $100,000 in commissions after broker splits in a 75-day period with three listings producing 57 calls. That's the quality of a drive-by prospect when they're interacted with effectively. Mm-hmm. See, the drive-by prospect is an extraordinarily good prospect. I mean, the one thing, agents out there, everyone sort of understands that everyone starts their search online. You know, we've heard it for years, right? 94% of all real estate searches start online, which is a very important point. But is it the most important question to ask? The most important question to ask is, what did they do next? And according to the NAR Generational Trends Report, the latest, the NAR Generational Trends Report comes out in the spring each year, either March or April. The latest trends report shows that after an internet search, the very next thing that 76% of prospects do is they develop a target list of properties and they get in their car and they go driving through these target areas where they might want to live or move to. So 76% of prospects, the next step after the internet search is to get in the car and go driving around. So those are some really key stats that agents really ought to write down. That 76%, the next step is to drive neighborhoods essentially. So at that instant, again, is where we're going to intersect with them and we're going to create an opportunity to have a live conversation in that moment. Now, one of the things that agents often perceive right at that moment is they go, okay, well, that person out driving around is a buyer lead. And a lot of agents are really focused on, I want to be predominantly the listing agent, that type of thing, or I want to be more focused on listings, which I completely understand. I totally buy into the whole, you got to list to last. Listings are the name of the game. Buyers are important too, but it's one of those things where if you've got the listings, you're definitely, you know, in the sweet spot. But one of the things agents really, when they hear this strategy and they go, oh, that's a buyer lead, that is a huge mistake because those people that are out driving around, according to that same NAR Generational Trends Report, prospects last year, buyers last year who transacted, 46% of them had a home to sell. Okay. So buyer leads are some of the absolute best listing leads on the planet, especially when they're in this phase of the process. When they've gotten in the car to go driving through a neighborhood where they want to purchase and they interact with an agent right there, statistically, we've shown that those prospects transact anywhere from 30 to 60 days faster than other lead type source, online type lead sources, because they are high intent, high probability. And again, they're sort of the phases of the process. The search starts online, they get in the car, they start driving around, and typically when they're driving around, they haven't sold their home yet. They're living somewhere, right? So, and last year, 46% of them, buyers, 46% of buyers, had a home to sell. And the other, another stat that really points to that is right now, we are at a 30-year low in first-time home buyers. So what that means is that people who are buying are more and more of them are homeowners that are either moving up, moving down, or sideways. You know, it's one of those things. So 46% last year were had a home to sell. So the drive-by prospect is incredibly rich in so many opportunities on both the buyer and the listing side of the business. So the key is, again, at that moment, let's make it just a tiny bit easier to respond to us than to Zillow. So you don't have to win by a huge margin. All you got to win by is a photo finish, frankly. A photo finish is still a win, right? Mm-hmm. And winners and losers in real estate, there is no second place. It's win or lose. Winner gets the commission, second place doesn't, period. Mm-hmm. So all you got to win by is a couple hundredths of a second, okay? So when they're in front of that property, can we get them to come down our path? Absolutely. If your marketing is on point and you execute the strategies well, it's very, very simple to do. In fact, we've got a simple five-step process that if they just simply tick off these things, they'll easily intersect with that prospect right there versus having them type in an address in a small little Google screen. See, again, it's not that much of a difference. Granted, they can pull it up on Google, type in an address, and bam, that's easy, right? It's easy enough. However, it's a small screen, it's a small keyboard, and if they can just call and listen to details and get pricing, photos and pricing sent to their mobile phone, or they can text for photos and mobile pricing, which are they going to do? It's one of those things that, now granted, some will still go down the Zillow path, but what we do is we take and maximize the opportunity to shift them down our channel as opposed to just giving up and letting them have them. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, I'm rambling quite a bit, but that's sort of the whole drive-by strategy in a quick, you know, 15-minute rundown. And the reasons why behind that prospect being such a rich prospect and a rich opportunity. But this process that we have and what we do with agents actually can be cookie cuttered across any medium. It's not just for signage and drive-by prospects. It can be used online, offline, you know, direct mail, postcards, hand, whatever type of things agents are doing, they can integrate this same type of strategy into it to generate a response down this path versus other more traditional paths, which are more the opt-in, name, email address, phone number, that type of thing. Both have their places, without a doubt. Okay, I'm not suggesting it's a zero-sum game here. But one thing we do find is the value of an inbound call at the moment a prospect is interested is dramatically higher if the agent simply executes the moves effectively. And the thing that's, again, the thing that's interesting about that is if agents work with this process a little bit, take 10 or 15 inbound calls, it's laughable how easy the process is to get the prospect to actually open up and have a conversation with you. And one of the points about conversation, having that initial conversation, another stat that's put out by NAR every year in this generational trends report, as well as the buyer and seller profile report, is that it started out as roughly 74% of all prospects do business with the first agent that they talk to, which is an amazing stat if you think about it. That's nearly 3 out of 4 prospects do business with the first agent that they talk to. Now, last year it broke out as 69% of buyers and 71% of sellers do business with the first agent that they talk to. So it's still very close to where it started when they started actually tracking this stat. But 69% of buyers and 71% of sellers last year did business with the first agent that they had a conversation with, a meaningful conversation with. Not the first agent they opted into, not the, you know, because you think about it, they're opting into stuff out there and they're in 6, 8, 10 different agents' databases sometimes. So the key is making that first meaningful conversation happen at the right time, when they're actually in the cycle, ready to make a decision to advance into the next phase. So when they're driving around and you're actually able to intersect and have a conversation with them, it's a dramatic improvement in conversion rates. So, and of course, you take this whole concept, this whole strategy, this whole process, and you can cookie cutter across any marketing channel that you have, be it online, offline, or wherever. The goal of the process is to be the first agent to have a meaningful conversation with them, not just the first agent to capture their lead data. Yes, we capture their lead data. Every time someone comes down our path, be it call or text, we capture the lead data, we send it to the agent or to their CRM, and they can engage a follow-up process immediately. What's more important than that in today's world, see, years ago, that process was extraordinarily effective. Gosh, I remember agents telling me, even as little as 10 years ago, I had agents tell me they were converting 8-10% of their opt-in leads in their drip campaigns. Today, you know, drip campaigns, they're lucky if they get 1-3% on the typical drip campaign. Now, I know stuff that you're teaching, things that you're teaching as far as engagement, you've got some phenomenal stuff and ways and methods and processes for engaging people that are absolutely phenomenal. And actually, you take that kind of follow-up process and the drip campaigns of old, which are getting 1-3%, now you're taking them somewhere. Now you're getting to a place where they're converting at a decent high level. But our whole process, yes, we do capture the leads. Oh, another really cool thing is when leads come into our system, we do a reverse append and we see if they're a homeowner and we tag them as a seller or not. So when the lead actually comes in, when the agent gets it on their phone, they know whether they're a buyer or a seller or both. Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Anyway,
I couldn't agree more. You know, getting people to come to you. I was just on the phone a second ago. I was enrolling a new student right before we jumped on the phone and started chatting, right? Mm-hmm. Or got on the podcast, started chatting, and we were talking about booking appointments, because that's a big strategy that we're teaching right now, is, you know, getting leads to pre-book appointments with you instead of, you know, spending a lot of time and energy trying to nurture leads. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we sat there.
Oh, I love it.
It's like, Amy, I was like, I didn't call you. I didn't cold call you to get on the phone with me. I didn't come knock on your office door. Right. I didn't send you a piece of junk mail. I didn't do any of those things. I put advertisement in front of you, you clicked on it, you booked an appointment, and now we're having a conversation. You know, how would you like to be able to do that with your prospects? And so absolutely, like, capturing somebody inbound when they're ready for it, not like when you're ready for it, but when they're ready for it, because marketing is different than it used to be. Not really necessarily different, but
in many respects,
I get what you're saying. Want it the way that it's done. And you absolutely can never underestimate the true power of somebody that's in the moment and that is ready. And that's why our appointment strategy is so great, because it's booking people that are ready for that appointment. And that's why that drive-by lead like you're talking about is just mind-blowingly valuable. You gave me some great marketing ideas while we were sitting here for ads that we want to create for social, because we can geo-target and, you know, we want to advertisement. I think it'd be really cool to create a full screen experience advertisement so that when somebody's driving by a house, they're getting pinged with the information. So, like, maybe you and I, we could collaborate a little bit on that. That'd be awesome. But I had no idea. 76% of people, as soon as they search online, then get out and go actually drive around. Those are amazing stats.
It's I wouldn't say as soon as, it's the next step. Now, the next step might be a week, 2 weeks. Yeah, but it is. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. Yeah. And it's amazing when you drill down through NAR's materials, there's so many interesting stats in there that are so incredibly valuable if agents really understand their relevance to what they're doing. I mean, you look at the drive-by prospect, it's so underappreciated. Most agents simply put a sign in the yard and that's it. I mean, or, you know, they might put a rider on the sign driving them to a mobile website or something like that, where the key is, just like you're talking about with your former call, it's to get to that meaningful conversation with the prospect. That's the key. That's where everything happens.
That's the only reason that we run Facebook advertising. That's what we tell people all the time. Yeah. Like, look, Facebook ads is a tool here. It's not the end all be all. It's not the magic pill. It's just very simply a tool to start communication, because at the end of the day, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, whether it's drive-by, whether it's door knocking, whether it's cold calling, the goal is to start a conversation, because it's a relationship business. It's nothing else. It's a relationship business. So Yep. Any opportunity that you can put in place to create that conversation, especially when you look at stats like 74% of consumers choose the first agent they speak with. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievably powerful for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's why I so dig what you're doing with your crowd. It's like you're focused on the exact same things we've always been focused on. We've been focused on the conversation, even when it was just lead capture, where we didn't have this process of piping the call through hot like we do now, that we can get 80 to 90% of inquiries through to a live conversation the moment they inquire, if the agent will simply answer their phone. And that's the big key in today's environment. If you capture a lead and call back later, chances are, according to Pew Research, 91% of all outbound calls end in voicemail or no answer. It's only 9% of calls actually even connect. Then from there, the typical agent's opening when they have a conversation with them. Again, how quickly does it take that person on the other side to recognize they got a salesperson and hang up? They're losing 9 out of 10 times right there. So that's why the conversion rates are 1 to 2% on captured leads. Because when you call back, you're in the voice, never ending voicemail or text them process. And they're just simply avoiding you in that mechanism. When you can intersect with them right in that moment, granted, they're a little surprised, which again, get over it, because it's one of those things. If you want to have conversations with people, you got to be skillful in the moment that you have an opportunity. So when they're there, your opportunities are increased tenfold. Because one thing, you know, they're in the moment and they have questions. They've just inquired and we're piping them through hot, versus even an hour later, heck, they're driving through the drive-through getting kids something to eat before they take them to the soccer game. And then you're interrupting them trying to have a conversation about real estate, or they're sitting down to dinner with their family and you're calling and trying to engage them in a conversation about real estate after the fact. So, and prospects in today's world, again, they're super sophisticated. They know how to avoid almost all of that anymore. That's why the whole capture leads and chase prospects is becoming more and more challenging all the time. Now, for those who are really sharp with their marketing and understand how to build trust, high levels of trust that pipe the prospect through to a conversation like you do with the methodologies you have around your Facebook coaching and training and the things that you do, you bring prospects to a higher level of trust when the interaction's occurring. That's why the conversations will flow so much better. That's where the key in the whole process at the moment of interaction with for that conversation to happen is we've got to be able to engage people when they're interested, mm-hmm. not when we're interested, like you said. Yep. I thought that was a great way of phrasing it. And we've got to be able to open that door in a way that has them leaning into us and trusting us. Because the key in today's world is building high levels of trust that lead to the transaction. You know, again, because prospects out there are super sophisticated at sniffing out the sales agenda. And this process executed well definitely leads to that, much to the same way yours does in these other channels that you're using.
That's awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Dude, I dig it. I like it a lot. I want to make sure everybody really understands very strategically how to leverage that one prospect. And it's not like, you know, I think everybody gets into this thing like, I got to do this, or I got to do that, or I got to do this. And I think that business, I call it the Prometheus paradox. I think it's all about building multiple pillars mm-hmm. that feed you, and having a pillar that feeds you to leverage one type of lead is incredibly important. You know, Facebook ads are not the end all be all. Neither is Zillow. Neither is door knocking. Neither is cold calling. It's all of those strategies combined in an eloquent way that feed you day in and day out is what's going to help you get incredible, incredible results. So if somebody was listening to this and they're like, dude, that's brilliant. I never even thought about leveraging drive-by leads the same way. I didn't know any of the stats. You know, how could they get started with you? How could they look into your service? What's the best way for them? I know that, you know, when you start talking about 26% conversion rates, you know, somebody doing 15 deals on 57 calls, that's absurd, right? How can somebody get a taste of some of that?
Sure. Well, all they need to do, they can just go to our website, proquesttechnologies.com, and we offer a 14-day free trial. It's a no-obligation free trial. We'll set up a system for them. They can test drive the technology we use. We've got, as far as the marketing strategies and systems for how to implement, we've got well, there's just a whole library of materials, but it's all broken down in very simple modules to implement. We've got 8 lead generation action plans for both buyers and sellers. The training library behind it as far as how to interact with the leads, how to engage them, and how to open up meaningful conversations. That's a very extensive library with some world-class training materials in there. It's by a gentleman that was a client of ours for 15 years, a guy that just, he's the best I've ever seen at converting leads through our system. And he was good enough to do a variety of training sessions with us to teach agents his methodology and how he did it. So all those materials are in the 14-day free trial. It's a completely unrestricted free trial. They get access to everything. In fact, we invite agents, if they want to try the service out, download our entire library. They're free to keep the entire library, even if they decide not to stay with us. And the reason we do that is because we know if they download the library, well, it is a little self-serving. It's one of those things where when they download the library, you know, 9 out of 10 of them are staying long-term anyway. But anyway, beyond that, we're a month-to-month service. They're free to leave at any time if they ever feel like it's not producing a solid ROI for them. And to that point, we've got clients that have been with us for over 15 years. So, you know, they could have left anytime they wanted. So it says a little something about what's happening when they're on board. But if they just go to our website, they're good to go.
That's awesome, guys. And we're going to link everything below the podcast recording. So if you're listening to this, just click below and check out ProQuest Technologies. Gary's been in the game a long time, and he has produced massive ROIs for a ton of people, and somebody that I highly recommend that you do business with. So go sign up for the free trial. Would love to see you guys take advantage of that. Gary, I appreciate you jumping on, man, and sharing some of your knowledge and wisdom. I learned a ton from this, so I appreciate you jumping in and sharing so that I can glean some value. Hopefully everybody else did. If you guys want to learn more, you want to connect, just click the link attached. We hope you guys have an amazing, amazing rest of your day. And we'll see you on the next podcast. Thanks, Gary.
Hey, thanks, Grant. Appreciate it.